Good morning, and welcome again to Studies in the Gospels, heard each week right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program, and I want to thank you for joining me today as we continue, as we do each week here on mornings on Studies in the Gospels, as we examine the life of Christ as found in the four gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now we are in a section of our study at this time as we are looking at the events of Jesus's last week before the cross and those final days of public teaching. And today we're going to be in John chapter 12. We're going to examine verses 20 through 36 as we look at some Greeks seeking Jesus. So now let's go to our text there in John chapter 12, and we'll begin in verse 20 and go through verse 36. Now there were certain Greeks among them, those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out, and I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say, 'The Son of Man must be lifted up'? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. And he who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. So now let's go back and look closer at our text. First, we see the Gentiles seeking after Jesus. Now let's notice again verses 20 through 22. Now, there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. So these individuals that came to see Jesus were Gentiles. They were proselytes that had converted to Judaism at some point in time. They would have been coming to the Passover to worship. They found Philip and apparently recognized him as one of Jesus' close associates. So they informed Philip of their desire to see Jesus and to talk to him. It is likely that Jesus was in the area of the temple, that they would not be allowed to enter into since they were Gentiles. It is certainly highly admirable that these aliens among Israel would want to talk with the Lord himself concerning the kingdom of heaven. So Philip finds Andrew, and the two of them go to Jesus and bring the request of these Gentile men. Perhaps some previous words of Jesus concerning their mission caused a hesitancy in their approaching him with their request. We might recall Matthew chapter 10 in verses 5 and 6 when Jesus had sent out the 12. It said, "These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Now this request by these Grecian men would lead to a teaching opportunity for Jesus toward his disciples and these inquiring Gentiles. Jesus now was only days away from the cross, and the time was at hand. Now back to our text, let's pick up in verse 23. "But Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. So, Jesus points out to them that a grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies produces much grain. This illustrates the teaching of the following verse. Those that love this life more than the life to come will not receive the blessing of the life on the other side of Jordan. Those that love the life to come more than this life will be doubly blessed in this life and the life to come. We see from verse 26 that we should desire a life of serving and devotion to our Lord and Savior. All spiritual blessings are found in Christ Jesus. It is the way and the only way. Now, back to our text again. Let's pick up as Jesus speaks in verse 27. Now, my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice does not come because of me, but for your sake. Jesus was 100% God, but also 100% man. And now his soul was troubled as his appointed hour drew near. Jesus certainly did not want to die. And most certainly he did not want to die the cruel death of the cross. But Jesus was completely submissive to the will of the Father. But Jesus was in great agony. For no man looks toward the pain of death with any excitement. Notice Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 17. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make the propitiation for the sins of the people. Indeed, the words of John 3:16 is certainly seen in the background of this amazing love of Christ for man. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus would glorify his Father in heaven through his death and his resurrection, and nothing would stop him from glorifying the Father. And the voice was heard from heaven, and We're told in this text that some believed it to be thunder, and others reported that it was an angel. But Jesus knew that it was God, and that he spoke for the benefit of the people. For Jesus did not need him to speak audibly. The Father had previously spoken for others' benefit to hear on two other occasions. Recall the first at Jesus' baptism in Matthew 3 and verse 17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This occurred a second time at the Mount of Transfiguration. Notice Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." The people would receive much assurance at hearing the voice of the Almighty. Now, let's pick up again in our text in verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say, 'The Son of Man must be lifted up'? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." These things Jesus spoke, and departed, and was hidden from them. Now verse 31 points out that the ruler of this world is going to be cast out. Jesus Christ would permanently defeat Satan by his victory over the grave. The first messianic prophecy, all the way back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, was soon to be fulfilled. There it said, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Satan would bruise the heel of Jesus at the cross, but Jesus would bruise the head of Satan at the resurrection. As the Apostle John in the Revelation taught us through the Holy Spirit, that Jesus wins the ultimate victory. Indeed, God wins. Jesus stated that he must be lifted up. And this would be a sign as to the type of death he would soon suffer. As horrible as a crucifixion is, perhaps the worst part of it for Jesus was his foreknowledge of it. The Jews would not accept Jesus as the Christ because he did not fit their traditions and ideas of that what the Messiah should be or act like or look like. And so Jesus finished his teachings. He departed and moved away from their presence. The Jews were on a road to destruction, and they were so spiritually blind that they could not see. And the hour of trial was rapidly approaching. If the Lord wills, we will continue our study next week. I want to thank you for joining me today. You have encouraged me by your presence. I hope that you found this time edifying for you. Again, our program will be replayed this evening at this same time at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it will be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. And so once again, if the Lord wills, we'll see you again next week for another program in Studies in the Gospels. Until then, this is Chris saying thanks and so long. Have a great day.